Hello everyone, this is Ben speaking. 大家好，我是 Ben。 不久前就英语发音的问题，我为大家做了一下对比和示范，引起了很多朋友的高度重视和兴趣。大家忽然间发现自己的英语发音习惯确实是需要改一下了。今天呢，为了帮助大家更好的掌握，我再稍微的介绍一下。作为中国人，我们说的都是汉语，主要是普通话，也有一些朋友会说方言。在普通话当中，一般来说，我们对浊辅音不太敏感。很多粉丝是英语老师，在教学生的时候照本宣科，说浊辅音就是声带振动，清辅音的时候就是不需要声带振动，但是究竟是什么振动什么不振动自己也说不上来，因为我们很少把辅音单独去发的，往往是辅音接着元音，这样才能够读出来嘛。只要发元音就要振动声带，所以这下就更加说不清楚了。我注意到绝大多数粉丝，甚至是绝大多数讲汉语的中国人，在学英语的时候都不会发浊辅音。我们的耳朵能够非常清楚地分辨送气音和不送气音，但是对于不送气音和浊辅音，虽然感觉有一丁点差别，但是自己不一定学得出来。什么意思呢？比如说我们能够很好地区分怕、爸、害怕、爸爸，我们觉得这两个音完全不一样嘛。啪、巴，怎么是一样的音呢？当然不一样啦。但是我们在听到爸、爸、爸、爸，虽然能够听出区别来，但是自己未必会发。因为这两个音呢，爸、爸，在汉语当中并不起区分词义的作用。比如说罢了，这个事情咱们不做了，罢了仍然是一样的意思啊，虽然读得有点怪。下面给大家举几个例子，有四句话，大家来读一下，你先琢磨琢磨应该怎么读，自己读一读，再听听我的比较和讲解。像第一句话，我们很容易读成George goes down the bay. George goes down the bay. 这非常明显是清辅音而不是浊辅音。但是这句话里面的辅音全部是浊辅音。应该怎么读呢？你先酝酿一下啊，酝酿一下声带，摩擦摩擦，然后想好了，绷住了劲再来读。George goes down the bay. George goes down the bay.是不是声音低低的？ George goes down the bay， 怎么可能高上去呢？如果你不会浊辅音，读清辅音，一定声音发飘发尖。George goes down the bay， George goes down the bay， 是不是不一样啊？再来一句，如果让你来读，很可能会读成 I don't want to drink juice， 听着是不是清辅音呢？对，你读的就是清辅音，但是我要求你改成浊辅音。I don't want to drink juice. I don't want to drink juice. 再来一句，下面都是浊辅音，但是我们一读呢，往往就是清辅音。Boys and girls are gazing at the dogs and bears. 是不是清辅音？当然是清辅音啦，就不太对啊。Boys and girls are gazing at the dogs and bears. Boys and girls are gazing at the dogs and bears. 是不是听得很像英语啊？再来一句，让你来读 Birds and dogs are different animals， 又是清辅音了。 Birds and dogs are different animals. Birds and dogs are different animals， 这样才是浊辅音，才是正确的英语。学好英语发音不仅仅是要解决浊辅音的问题，这是一个非常重要的问题，还有一些其他的很多问题。比如说我们在发元音的时候是不是够饱满呢？ 就我个人的体会，像英语的时候再发元音时，可能需要比汉语更大的力量。作为中国人讲自己的语言的时候，当然就非常的放松了。而且我们汉语的特点也是，一般人讲话都是比较放松的。但是讲英语需要牵涉到更多的舌头和口腔肌肉的协调，需要一定的力度，需要张弛有道，不可能总是放松的，应该是有时候紧，有时候松。很多音发起来比较饱满有力，也是需要大家接受专业训练的。Okay, thank you for your listening. I wish you great progress. Until next time. Hello, everyone. This is Ben speaking. These days, I've been thinking a lot about helping others speak better English. It seems to me that many learners have no clue about voice consonants, which can drastically change our voice quality. If you want to develop a deep and resonant voice,You must learn how to pronounce the voice consonants. As speakers of Chinese, we can easily tell aspirated consonants from the unaspirated consonants. For instance, we can tell pain from Spain, take from steak, or key from ski. But we can hardly tell speak from beak.Stay, day, or skate from gate. Try the sentences below. George goes down the bay. I don't want to drink juice. Boys and girls are gazing at the dogs and bears. Bears and dogs are different animals. Apart from the voice consonants,We also have to learn how to control our muscles and breathing. It seems that we need more force when trying to pronounce the vowels of English, especially when they are stressed. I notice that most learners are too relaxed when coordinating their tongues and muscles. I would suggest that you may find voice coaches for professional training.